Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Heather Parker, the Parkersaurus.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie. Bristy Wowerty Dowerty.
Telly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay. Susie, going toe to Tobin.
Anna,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old browse. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. And here I am, the gorgeous, talented, thankful, and turkeyful Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Oh, hey, what's up?
What's going on, baby?
I'm ready for Thanksgiving. I'm excited for it.
Me too. Some things to be thankful for. Our live shows, they're sold out. Thank you guys for that. We'll be announcing new live shows in the new year, so check back at watchitcrappens.com for those show dates. Also, it's where you can find links to buy your Ramona t-shirts for Christmas. Ho, 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 okay? And happy Ramonica. And there's also some Ramona as Santa Claus leggings, so go get those. Also, Ben and I are both streaming on the TV Party app these days, once a week each. Tonight, I don't know when you're listening to this, but it's Monday night. So I'm going to do an after party for Real Housewives of Orange County at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern. And Ben will be up later this week. Just go on TV Party app. You can just download it on your phone and follow at Ronnie Karam or at Ben Mandelker, which is also us on Twitter and Instagram. And I think that's it, right, Ben?
Yeah, there's nothing else to really shill these days.
You guys, you like my quick shill?
Quick
shill, guys. I love a quick shill. Get it over with. Now, today we have the Real Housewives of Atlanta and Married to Medicine.
Yeah, we got both of them. Let's start with Atlanta, shall we? Shall we just dive into this madness?
Yeah, let's get a little Atlanta in our lives.
So it opens up. Portia's at the gym and Eva comes and joins her there. So Eva walks in and she's just like, this gym smells like all rubber. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's the way most gyms smell like. She's like, my gym smells like eucalyptus. I'm like, well, I don't think your gym's a real gym then.
Yeah, I think that's a steam room.
Okay. Yeah. Eva has been starting to show off all sorts of signs of shade. She had all sorts of shady comments this entire episode, which makes me happy. I've been like wanting that from her. I want more shade and little nasty comments, because eventually it's going to catch up to her and someone's going to get mad at her. And that's all I want. I want people to get mad at each other on this show.
It kind of bugs me when people just come in trying to cause problems just because they were called boring last season, you know? Because I think that's what's happening here. People were like, she's boring. She didn't do shit, which is true. And I think that quote was from me directly. And so this year she's like, I'm going to fight with everybody.
Well, I mean, again, as a student of Eva Pigford from the America's Next Top Model days, this is more true to her personality. So I think it's more like last season. She was on Best Behavior because she was new on the show and her husband was running for mayor. And now she's like, okay, cool. I can be shady again.
Yeah, I'm back to being married to a loser. And now
I can
be a biatch.
So, yeah, and then the shade just continues. And, you know, she starts, to, you know, so she's working out and she's like, I'm a model. You know, when was the last time you saw a model with a big booty? I mean, the only one I can think of is Cynthia.
I don't know. I can't with her. And I'm not really a huge fan of Cynthia either. But, like, who comes after the most boring person? You know? It's like coming after, like, a dish, you know, like just a plain white dish rag. You know, it doesn't want to do anything but clean the counter well for you. Why would you come after it like this?
Well, I think it's like training wheels. You sort of have to see what you can poke at. She's also going after Shamia, don't forget. So she's going after Shamia.
Shamia ain't even ever there. And then later she comes for Marlo a little bit, which, you know, it's more of an effort.
Yeah. You know, like, I play a lot of board games And one thing that happens in a lot of board games is like you to do an action, you put a piece in a certain area. You're like, okay, I'm gonna put my little guy over in this part of the board, which means I get to like gather three pieces of stone, or I go here, I get to collect some money, or I go here, I get to do this action. And then there's always, you know, those spots fill up. That's the fun of the board game. And then there's always one spot where everyone can go to. Like if all the spots run out, there's always that spot that everyone can go to. And you don't get a big reward for it, but at least you get like $1. You don't waste a turn. And that's what Marlowe is. She's just sort of like the, you know what? No one else has anyone to fight with. Okay, let's just go after Marlowe. Get like a little pittance for it, you know?
Yeah, she's like your free roll.
Yeah.
So Portia's like, ha, bitch, it's huffing and puffing. I gained 10 to 5 pounds, baby. And then they talk about how hard it is getting baby weight off, but Portia hasn't had a baby, which I love. She's like, I don't got a baby. I got hot dogs.
Yeah. I like watching Portia. I almost called her Porca. I like watching Portia work out because like they start doing like knee ups or something. She does like three just,
okay, I'm tired. That's me walking the dog, okay? My dog is getting like a quarter of a block these days.
I'm like, Bueller was so lucky to have gotten a big old hug from Kate Chastain this weekend. That was such a cute photo. Yeah,
he sure did. Oh my God, he was so in love. He's like, please don't leave me.
Anyway, so Portia's like, my problem is I can't stop thinking about hot dogs. I was like,
what else is like new?
Hot dogs are going to be like the dominating presence in her life now. It's like there's so much discussion about hot dogs. And don't get me wrong, I love a hot dog. Like I almost got a Costco hot dog 2 days ago. Okay. But there's a lot of hot dog talk.
Those are delightful hot dogs from Costco. They know their people.
They're so good and they're such a great deal. $1.50 for a hot dog and a soda? Wow.
That's why it's called Costco, okay?
Better than the IKEA hot dog deal, which is two hot dogs for like $2 or whatever, or a dollar. Because those hot dogs aren't as good. Those are boiled hot dogs. The IKEA, the Costco ones are like grilled or something like that. Whoa.
So Portia's like, you know, you just want to tell everybody when you're in love. And I'm in love. And I want to scream it from the rooftop. But I don't have an elevator and I ain't climbing those stairs. And... look at Marlo. She's 42 and she... Oh, Eva is like, well, look, don't feel bad because I knew Michael was the one after 4 months. You know, you got Nene who's married for a million years and then you've got Marlo who's 42 years and has never been married. Like, what is this? What is this random shit coming out of your mouth? You are going to get cut. Like, literally cut. Marlo will cut you.
And then she decides to go back to the Cynthia well. She's like, you know what? I've actually been really vibing with Cynthia. You know, it is what it is. I'm 33 and she's 51. I'm like, all right. Well, I don't think that vibing is going to last much longer if you keep saying things like that.
Yeah. And then she's bitching about Marlo some more, about the rooms. And Portia tells us, I didn't realize she had an issue with Marlo. Maybe she's another flip-flopper. Hey, Cynthia, number two. I was like, they're about as entertaining.
Yeah.
Speaking of flip-flops... I dropped a hot dog on the floor last night and it bounced around. It was flip-flopping everywhere. I'm in love.
Then it got caught between my toes and the flip-flop. It was still good.
The end.
So next up, Greg and Nene. Okay, I'm going to say this. This is the saddest shit I've ever seen, okay? I'm not saying that anybody's faking their illness for a scene, okay? I know this is real, and that's what makes it even sadder. And I don't want to watch it, okay? I watch this show to see Portia talk about hot dogs.
It's really sad. And, like, it gives me, like, very vivid flashbacks to Sweet Daisy on Blood, Sweat, and Heels. And we watched this all happen with Daisy. And it just makes me very, very, very sad. Very, very, very sad.
Yeah, so let's just agree. We love Greg. Everybody loves Greg. Let's give this a skip, shall we?
Yeah, and like if something notable happens, then we'll report on it. But honestly, really all that happened was like sadness and peach tea. So I think we can just like move forward to Candy and be like, see now, Riley, I'm going to wipe down my dry erase board because I'm working. Don't want no dry erase board. Don't need no dry erase board.
She's going to open the door of Candy Coated Factory, Candy Factory for Shamari, the newbie.
Da, 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 da. New lady alert. Yeah, Shamari is here. Her big thing is that she's married to Ronnie DeVoe of Belle Biv DeVoe and New Edition, and that Shamari was in the girl group Black, which was discovered by Lisa Left Eye Lopez. And basically, Shamari wants to reunite Black. I guess she just wants to follow in the footsteps of Escape. But I don't feel like, I mean, Black had its moment, but I don't think its moment was quite as big as Escape's. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and everything she says is like, I'm famous or my husband is famous. Like, it's something to do with that. And she's very extra and is going to try and start fighting with people right away. So
yeah,
I like the effort.
Yeah.
But I also am wary of people who just come on and talk about how famous their husband is.
Yeah, because the thing is this, like, Belle Biv DeVoe and New Edition are iconic groups from the 80s and early 90s. But, like, every time she mentions her husband, she's like, the legend, Ronnie DeVoe, legend. Like, okay, let's settle down just a little bit.
All right, calm down over there, Mrs. Newton. just
what?
Kidding. I'm an old guy. Like, Wayne Newton's the only legend I can think
of. Oh, I, of course, like, Isaac Newton. Why are we referring to Isaac Newton?
Because I got an apple on my head.
Ooh, did you hear that he learned about gravity when a hot dog fell on his head?
I love hot dogs.
One just fell on me right now. Oh, wait. It was a leaf.
So Shamari has a show coming up to reintroduce Black to the public. And she's like, I'd love it if you come. And Candy's like, okay. And she's like, yeah. We're girl groups, and we're both in girl groups, and we're both in the industry. So anytime we see each other, we're like, hey, girl, hey! Hey, girl, hey!
Like, meanwhile, Candy doesn't even follow her on Instagram. She follows Portia and not Shamari.
Oh, she doesn't follow her? I thought she did.
No, she was, like, following either the kids or something, because Candy was like, see, now, Riley, let me give you a follow, Shamari. And she's like, oh, okay, well. Oh, I was following you. I guess you weren't following me. Candy's like, sorry about that.
Yeah, she's like, well, I see Ace is learning Mandarin. My babies have a Spanish maid, so they're only going to speak Spanish.
So now we get to see a little bit of Shamari's life. So she has two young twins. She has Ronnie, her husband. Hey, that's you, Ronnie. And then
I used to sing a Ronnie on TV. They're always serial killers and rapists from Law and Order or, you know, a Republican president. Otherwise, there's not that many Ronnies around.
Well, guess what? Because this Ronnie is a legend. So they have like modest house, et cetera. And basically, Ronnie is in a new group called
Modest House, et cetera.
Well, I noticed that they didn't have much.
I love your skip over shade. They have a modest house, etc.
They did. It was small for Bravo standards, from what we could see. I mean, we didn't see much, but all I could see was that the kitchen seemed a little small and it was very close to the front door. So.
Okay. No, I'm with you. I just thought it was funny.
It was just, you know, for a legend, I would have expected something a little bit more palatial.
She's like, ladies, 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 I don't know about you, but I'm married to Ronnie,
blah, blah, de blah, blah. His music stands the test of time. He is everything to the world.
Yeah. So, the legend. So, so we find out that, that she and Ronnie are starting their own group together called Me and Mari. Like Shamari, me and Mari. So first of all, bad grammar. She called Mari and I.
But, well, Tuesdays just with Mari.
The Mari Povich Show. Married with children.
Mari Poppins.
So they're in the studio, and we see Shamari singing, and she's like in the booth, and I forget what the song was, but it was something like, ooh, you touch, you feel, I'm waking up with you. It's like, it sounded like it was a jingle for like Folgers or like wool or I don't know, like.
Yeah, it was
clouds, sky, hands, walls, sky, hands, walls, I love you.
The best part of waking up
is the legend.
Legend.
So she's like, me and my husband met at the Janet Jackson Icon concert in 2002. Then we had sex. And a lot of times people say you have sex the first night and it doesn't work. But 17 years later, and then a bug flies on her. And I was like, I love when this happens in someone's first episode.
I think the Bravo's now actively just releasing insects into their interviews. Like, I think there's someone there with a jar. Like they have a fly in a jar. They just like quietly open it in the corner. Because this is happening a lot lately.
Yeah, they're like, she said icon. Throw a bug at her.
sorry, I'm sipping my coffee because I got, speaking of bugs, I had a little piece of Cliff Bar that just went like a kamikaze down my throat. I was like, it's the curse of Ronnie DeVoe.
So then Ronnie DeVoe has to go into the, I'm sorry I messed up his name before, but I was mistyping and then I doubted myself.
Just remember Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah.
That girl,
which is how I remember
poison.
Them. So he has to go into the studio for his turn. And he's like, all right, he's like trying to get into it. And it's really off key and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, you guys are so well-rounded. Or I think she said that.
I know.
And she said, think about me, Ronnie. Think about me. And he goes, okay, show me those breastises. And that butt, too. I was like, oh my God, I hope he writes the lyrics.
I'm just hoping that Kim Zolciak's vocal trainer is still in town.
Whoa!
Now, I know, Ronnie DeVoe, he is... I mean, Belle Biv DeVoe is for real. But... I would say, musically, it was a little pitchy dog. It was a little pitchy dog.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to be like Jay-Z and Beyonce. It's like, oh, God. And then they listen back to their track. And I just have to say thank you to the robot industry who's taking over, okay? All of our jobs are going to be replaced by... Hey, all of you are going to be fucking robots within a year, okay? I saw on the news that robot sex dolls are like going to be $10 in China.
Yeah.
So everyone, we're all going to be fucking robot dolls. And thank God, because at least we get them where they matter the most. And that is terrible, terrible music. Because these two sounded great. They sounded like very on-key robots.
Yeah. Which is how robots should be, by the way. If you're a robot and you're off-key, then why even be a robot?
Yeah, don't be like one of those McDonald's robots that squirts your ketchup on crookedly.
Oh, that's like a really... That's
bad.
That's an indictment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, thank you, song robots, because you really did this couple a favor.
So now we see Cynthia. She goes over to Nini's place, and Nini's like, oh, wow, you look like you've been to the islands. I just started to laugh. I'm just imagining Cynthia's just like, cha, thank you. Thank you for knowing about my kitchen island. I have been. I just put some, I put a new utensil caddy on the islands.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating scene with Cynthia talking about countertops and slate, you know?
Yeah. And basically, Toni Braxton recommended a holistic person to Nini, and now Nini has bought a tree. So
she's like, I'll buy the whole damn forest. I'm just trying to keep my wig above water, which is Nini's new thing to say wig over and over again. I mean, I'm not against it.
I'm not against it
either. Just have to point out that every scene she talks about her wig.
Yeah. So, that's all to, you know, it's like a holistic stuff to help Greg, etc. So why don't we move over to Candy, unless you have any pressing thoughts about
Greg's Nini got a tree, treatment. Okay. So Candy's calling all the girls to invite them to ATL Live for Shamari. And she can't keep it together with Portia because Portia's probably on T-Mobile like me. And you can suck a dick, T-Mobile. Thanks for the nothing you give me in my life.
Yeah.
So it just keeps hanging up. And Candy's like, are you hanging up on me? I thought we were in a good place.
Yeah. And then apparently, I guess Portia probably has a whole bunch of numbers because Candy winds up FaceTiming some random dude in his car. And I was just like, could you imagine driving down the street and you get a FaceTime and it's Candy Burris? Be like, see now, Portia. And be like, whoa, what is Candy Burris doing on my phone? Like, that guy was so lucky. Candy Burris FaceTimed him by accident.
I know, but then you're also the guy that got hung up on by Candy Burris, you know? It's like so much good and so much bad happening at one time.
I would be like, did that happen? Did Candy Burris just call me and then hang up on me? Like, I would not know what to do with myself.
So she's being real. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I noticed that when she was calling Portia, it was still listed as Portia Williams Stewart in her contact. I was like, that's shady.
Yeah, I never change any. You're still B-side in my phone.
That's from fine.
Your blogging days, like 2006 or something.
But like, you know, I would hope that like if I had some sort of like asshole, like if you had me in there, like, I don't know, I would hope that like if I had gotten married to someone and that person wound up being a huge dick, that you still wouldn't have his last name on my contact.
Well, a long time ago, my phone synced the pictures, I guess, from Facebook. And so my friend Trisha, it's still the picture from when she was dating this dick a long time ago. And she's like, please change that photo. Like, she got really mad at me. But then I couldn't. Like, it kept resyncing. And it's always with that guy. And I said, you're going to have to delete him off all of your social or he's going to keep appearing.
That's amazing.
So Candy and Portia are apparently friends again because Candy's cracking up. And she's like, what you doing besides busting up Instagram with bikini photos?
And Portia's like, oh, I'm back on your timeline, aren't I? Which I thought was funny.
So then she tells us, Candy, with this tea, she's totally keeping to herself. Candy's pulling out the old Candy special where she's like, I know something about Thanos, but I'm not going to say nothing unless somebody else says something.
Yeah. And Candy starts busting out her laugh, too, because, you know, she has got that. The only thing harder than doing Candy's voice is doing her laugh, because she's like, she goes, she's basically like, what's going on behind you? And Portia's like, well, I'm not going to show you. This is, if you're looking for Hot Dog Man, he's not here. And Candy goes, see, now, well, you know I'm being nosy. You know, she does that. I can't do it.
I put Star Candy laugh. But I can't do it either.
It's a two-beat thing. It's two ha's. The first one's short. It's kind of like a gymnast is running. It's like hitting the little bouncy pad, and then like the ha is like the jump over the vault.
So Candy tells us Candy tells us that she's not going to talk about Dennis, and I was like, mark down Carmen, because you know she's going to bring in Common or Common.
What if she brought in Common? Yeah, he would do it. He's doing everything. He's in those fucking IBM commercials. He's like, synergy. What is synergy? This is what synergy can do for classrooms. I'm like, oh my God, Common, please just take a seat. I'm sick of Common. I would love it if he came in. He's so handsome. He really is.
So I put Q Carmen or Mama Joyce, because you know she's going to have them come try and do her dirty work and try and pretend she's innocent, which is one of my favorite Candy moves by now. It's Lisa Vanderpump, darling.
Now that Lisa Vanderpump is out, Candy has to take over the controls as the queen. Sniper from the side!
I wish they could trade places and Lisa Vanderpump could be like, oh, speaking of hot dogs...
Oh, what are you doing to those hot dogs? Those are not, no, that's, no.
I stand for hot dogs. I'm going to China to stand up for hot dogs.
I have a cold words for hot dogs. So now we go to ATL Live, which is basically, it looked like going to the farmer's market here in Los Angeles. It was like a tent. And so it's like the whole cast is there. It's like Candy and Portia and Cynthia and Eva and Nene. Like, they all came out for it, you know?
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal for a new cast member.
Yeah, everyone went to the tent. So they go and they're like sitting at the table, and then Black comes out and they start singing their big song. And Cynthia's like, child, those outfits and hair and makeup are a little dated. It's almost like they're in a kitchen without a kitchen island. What sort of kitchen is that?
It's almost like their kitchen before they discovered wire mesh fruit baskets.
It's like a kitchen without a black and white teapot.
So she says, listen, lady, I just... totally sneeze. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear. But the thing, what I liked is on my end, it sounded like Cynthia Gath, because you said she was like, so she was looking at the outdated.
I reached the mute button right in time.
There was, but you cut it off, so it sounded like you were impersonating Cynthia gasping. Like Cynthia was horrified. There's no sound here.
Guess what I'm going to have? A Bailey Q. And Candy's like, a Bailey Q. And Porsche is like,
how you got to name it after yourself?
So basically, she's like, oh, so everyone's going to bring food. It's basically potluck style. And Porsche goes, well, I don't cook right now. I was like, what? It's like, what? And turns out that, you know, her man cooks.
Oh, because he's a chef. That's what she says. She's like, my man is a chef, so I don't cook.
Yeah. I'm like, he has hot dogs.
Yeah.
Like, what are you
Candy's
doing?
Like, you have a hot dog stand now, so you don't cook? What kind of hot dogs are those? And then she goes, girl, he is a dog, all right.
I'm just like, what is Porsche eating all day? Okay, she went from veganism to just like a steady hot dog diet. Like, I don't cook because my man has a restaurant. Hot dogs. It's a hot dog stand.
Yeah, well, Porsche loves free shit, man. You could bring her a bag of hot dogs and she'll still squeal and jump up and down.
I mean, I'm surprised, like, you know, I'm surprised she hasn't converted to Judaism. She's like, Hebrew nationals!
And then for some, I don't even know where this comes from, but Eva's, you know, like we said before, ready to play. So she's like, girl, I'm not even messing with your friends. And she goes,
she's talking about Shamia. She's being a shady bug. A shady, shady bug.
And then Eva says, umbrella recognize umbrella. And Nini just rolls her eyes like, really? I'm trying to be nice, you know?
Porsche was very puzzled by that. She's like, has an umbrella, see another umbrella.
Umbrellas have eyes?
Do they like hot dogs too?
So then, what's her buns comes over, newbie Shamari comes over, and Porsche's like, are you a Frozen? You look like back in the day. Which is so rude. You know, it's like everything Cynthia was saying, but out loud.
And Nini is just like, not impressed. She just goes,
Yeah, I didn't really get that. She just starts clocking and clucking or whatever. I didn't really get what that was about. I was like, the girl didn't even do anything yet. And trust me, this girl will do some terrible things. You can just tell she's awful.
Well, Nini can tell. Nini can tell. Not only can Nini tell, she's probably heard something. Nini also, there's probably some backstory where Nini wanted to get a certain friend on the show, and then instead Candy got her friend on. So Nini's probably already a little hostile.
Oh, girl, Nini probably auditioned for Black in the day.
Yeah, she probably did. Could you imagine?
Yes, I've heard her sing. I mean, I've heard this one sing. I can imagine it was, you know, not that tough of a competition. So to still lose it. So Nini's still better. Let's just say that. Let's just spread it around. Nini auditioned for Black in the day and she didn't get it.
Yeah, we're starting the rumor. Nini could not get into Black.
Yeah,
Black.
Nini's gel.
Black qua. So Ronnie DeVoe comes up, the legend.
He's like, hey, everybody.
And I was like, oh my God, it's a male Porsche.
And no one cares, by the way. Everyone's just sitting there like, oh, cool. Like, no one's like, oh my God, it's Ronnie DeVoe, Belle DeVoe. I used to have a crush on it. Everyone's just like, cool.
Hi again. We were just doing shows together this past weekend. And he's like, oh, yes, the escape tour with Belle Biv DeVoe. And Shamari says, you got pointers for Candy? Oh, whoa. I wouldn't believe that I'm the only person in America who literally backed up the couch. I was like, oh.
I know. I think I did that thing where when you're in a car and you stop short and you like fling your arm out to the right to protect the passenger. I did that to a pillow. I was like, no, pillow.
I did that thing where you offer a hot guy a ride, but then he gets into your car and he smells like butt and then like tries to go through your glove compartment. I opened the door and just kicked him out onto the street while the car was moving.
I just kicked over my coffee table. I was like, no, 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 no. Stop it.
He's like,
you guys sounded great. You have hits. But here's what I would say. Placement. So the show takes the people on a journey.
And Candy just goes, placement.
She does the laugh again. She goes, like, is this fucker kidding me? Ronnie DeVoe.
And she's like, you opened for me, you asshole. Give your wife advice.
Well, she does, and she says something that's so shady. But she says that in the interview, but to him, she goes, oh, I need to come see your show, but I need to come in early. as in like you're the opener. It was so quick and so good. I was like, listen, Velvet DeVoe, they were influential in the early 90s. They found, I think they were the ones who brought along, you know, Boys to Men. So I get it. But like, honestly,
how dare
not,
you?
Not Candy Burrs.
Yeah.
Candy Burrs here. Okay.
How dare
Did you write
you,
Bills,
sir.
Bills, Bills? No. You wrote
so
Poison.
Then Shamar is like, well, I want to thank everybody for coming. Goodbye. And I was like, oh my God, this lady. And she's giving them the toodle fingers. And I was like, this, they're going to eat her alive, this lady.
Yeah. She's going to be, hopefully, she's going to be just like the craziness that this show will be. And in fact, going back to that Modest House situation, like, I think this means that she's probably going to be very crazy, because otherwise, if you have a house like that, you're probably just going to be a friend of, you know?
Yeah, but they already made her a main, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. She's probably a main because she's probably crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she has to be. She has to out-crazy Marlo, because Marlo's like the
Marlo was like Staub of this year. Corner. Yeah, she's like trying, she's like throwing like fire rods, doing like sword swallowing, just trying to get attention. Candy just goes, she just Candy is like still like in no mood for this Ronnie Devo unsolicited advice, and she's like, put New Edition back together, do something, don't critique me.
Yeah, give your wife advice. So then Eva says something that I didn't understand. Did you understand this?
Well, they start talking about Shamia again. And Portia's, I think, talking about how Eva and Shamia are both like black and cute, something like that. And then Eva's like, she ain't black with a Q, which I didn't really understand. I thought she was just doing wordplay about Black, the musical group, but I didn't really understand what the other meaning was. And I was also really tired. And so then they were like upset about it, because then there was like, was there like a suggestion of,
well,
colorism
Candy said,
in there?
What did that mean, black but not black with a Q? I hope it's not because she's dark skinned. I like you, but I don't like that. That's what she told us, but I don't know what that means. Right.
I didn't
but
know.
But then again, I don't know what any, this show, it's so funny watching these show as just like two schlubby white guys, because we learned so many things. We're like, what does that mean, black with a Q? And then 2 years later, we're like, I'm such an idiot. I remember one time on Project Runway when someone said, that is just janky. And I was like, that's not even a word. And people are like, you're an idiot. That's been slang for like 4 years.
Yeah, janky's been around a while.
Well, this was like years ago. It's like 7 years ago, you know.
I just liked that when we watched the episode where Claudia Jordan read Nene Leaks to Filth and said that she had no edges, I was like, yeah, she's saying that she's like lost her edge.
She's losing
like
her edge.
Isn't it fun listening to white people talk about white people?
Such dumbasses.
So anyway, but I personally, when I watched this scene, when Eva said that, I thought she was just making a joke about Black, the musical group. Like, but is she black? Like, is she like part of this musical group? That I think that like I kind of feel like they were sort of like watching Black with like, it was like tongue in cheek. I mean, they're basically like the county fair. The two of them were up there at this, like, you know, singing their ones. They had a few songs, but this is like their big, big song. I thought like Eva was just throwing some shade towards the group, but then, you know, Candy got a vibe of colorism. So listen, I don't know. Like
so
you said,
Portia will always make it better. So Portia people. Gets up and just starts shaking her ass at everybody, and Candy goes, I feel sorry for that zipper. It's funny. It's
made like a hot dog.
It's not a zipper, it's called casing.
I just stitched two buttons together.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So over at the new OLG, Candy and Todd are able to expand because they've made so much money. And which, you know, good for them. They're going to need three more old ladies, though, because those old ladies are already asking for enough money, you know?
Yeah.
So then Carmen comes in, and I was like, here she comes. Gee, mm-hmm. I wonder if Carmen's just here to talk about insurance.
Yeah. So she comes in, and they start talking, and then Candy starts talking about Miami and about Dennis the hot dog guy, etc. And then while they're talking, we go over to Portia, who's like twerking on her mom, and then they go to the couches and flop over. Portia has like big old titty sweat underneath.
She sure does. She said that too a couple weeks ago. She's like, I got these new titties, but now they're only titty sweat. And that's a lot of boob sweat. She wasn't kidding.
She was not kidding. So Portia's happy because, you know, Dennis got her a Rolex and all that stuff. And meanwhile, Carmen is talking to Candy and saying about how Hot Dog bought a Rolex for another girl, too, you know. And so they're like, and then this girl, Jamie, comes in, and Jamie is Portia's ex-friend. But Jamie is also the one that Portia went running, chasing down an alley 2 years ago.
I beat the shit out of it. Wasn't that the season finale? They're like, what?
I feel like it was like footage that was not included on the main show, and they like played it in like secrets revealed or on the reunion. But it was like a whole thing that she chased down this girl in an alley.
Mm.
So Jamie is there, and Jamie also knows Hot Dog because her friend dated Hot Dog. So like for 2 years, and was dating Jamie's friend for 2 years, and then I think Hot Dog started dating Portia while still dating the other friend, right?
Yeah, well, everything that Portia is saying, so it's cutting back between Portia and her mom and then these girls. And so
yeah.
Portia's mom is like, Portia, I haven't seen you in so long. And she's like luxuriating on the couch. I was like, Portia's mom is in her own like romance novel, you know?
She really is. She's like, she needs to be in like a silky robe with like like furry fringe and like a divan. She needs to be reclining on a divan.
Yes, and like stiletto heels that are made of like see-through plastic with fur glued to the ends of them. It's just like
eating little dove candies.
Yeah, Portia's like, he took me to dinner in Miami. She's like, oh, Portia, it's just beautiful. So they keep cutting back, and every time she's like, Mama, you got me a watch. And they cut to the other friend, like, yeah, he buys girl Rolexes.
Yeah, they start going through every single thing that Hot Dog always does. And like everything he does is stuff that Portia is like saying, like, yeah. And then the next thing he does is he gets a tattoo of their name. She's like, he's getting a tattoo of my name. And they're like, and if you're lucky, he'll even put your face on him. And he wants to put my face on his back. She's like, Portia, it's all happening at last.
She's all crying. It's so funny. And she goes,
he's getting my face on his back. That means he's not going anywhere.
It's like, oh.
I know. And then she's like, he said that you're the first person who has brought this type of happiness into my life. And then he starts cooking for me and all this stuff. And again, Jamie is like, yeah, he acts like they're the only ones. He cooks for them, and he's not even cooking for them. He goes and gets someone else to buy the food from a restaurant.
Yeah, he says other girls cook it. He needs to check the receipts.
Poor Portia.
And the mom's like, I knew it was something, but now I know it's everything. I'm so happy for you,
Portia.
Save your child, lady. God.
Well, she doesn't know better. Like, Portia's just making it sound like
this guy's
better.
Portia shows up after one day of dating anybody, and it's like, he's the one, Mom. Like, oh my God, it's been 5 weeks.
Portia.
Bless Portia's little Horsha heart.
I love Portia, and I love the mistakes that she makes along the way. They're fun.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the end of Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Let's go to Married to Medicine.
Married to Medicine, last day of vacation. It's a boat ride from hell.
Catamaran.
Catamaran?
Catamaran, more like dogamaran. Am I right, everyone? Get it? Because I only like dogs, not cats.
Oh, P.S. I left my iPad pencil on the couch. Now I have to write on paper. 37 minutes for the time stamp.
End pencils forever. End pencils forever.
Only use a pencil if it's cost you $130.
You can tell Beverly Hills is coming back soon because we're just like randomly inserting Lisa Vanderpump into like our Atlanta.
It's like the most ridiculous
transition
version of her ever.
Well, actually, Vanderpump Rules is coming up. I'm so excited for that. I'm so excited for it. Even though the season, I'm nervous that it's going to be dull. I'm just excited to see.
Yeah, I'm feeling trepidation. But
I am too. But
also
I'm excited that we get
excitedation.
I'm like super excited that we're going to recap it on my 40th birthday. On the actual 40th birthday, like that is a gift. And it's like, what better way to enter middle age than by reflecting on people who stubbornly refuse to leave early age?
You're like, this is my section. I'm like, okay, waiter Ben, you're 40. Give up your tables.
My midlife crisis is that I'm going to give up podcasting and just wait tables at Sir.
Go backwards.
And grow a sad ponytail.
Like, I may not be married yet, but that doesn't mean I won't marry ketchups.
I'm just going to twirl in slow motion with trays until I get my martini to slosh just right. I'm like, I need the glass to stay still, but the slosh to go out of it.
Okay, so here we are with Married to Medicine.
Married to Medicine, Dr. Simone.
So we're back in the fight we ended with last time, where Simone, you know Simone is being shady just because she starts talking like she's yelling at somebody when she's saying something nice. She goes,
"Yeah,
Contessa, I want to re-welcome you to the group."
Yeah. Contessa's like, yeah, I mean, even though it was for surgery. She goes,
"I want you to stop saying surgery because it makes you sound like a victim."
Yeah, which, I mean, I said this last week. I actually feel like Simone was out of line with this. I think that, like, when she says, "I want to re-welcome you to the group," that's actually, like, very condescending. And so, yeah. So then it's this whole thing, and you know, it's like, "Stop saying what? Stop saying what?" I don't even know why she's saying that. She just starts saying, yelling, "Stop saying what?
Don't say that. Don't say that."
That's what I wrote over and over, because I think Contessa was like, "But I did have surgery." She's like, "Stop it. Stop it."
So they pull Simone away. Cecil basically pulls her away, and Simone's like, "She hasn't been around. She's on edge. Not my fucking problem." I'm like, well, you're the one who's actually really made it your problem, Simone.
Yeah, you're screaming at somebody for literally no reason right now. And all the guys are like, "Uh-oh, she's pointing her finger." And Scott goes, "Don't you talk to her like that. She has a reason to be on edge." And she's like, "Do not talk to me, Scott. Talk to me! Like, Simone is off the edge over there.
And then Contessa's like, "Don't tell him to fuck away. Don't tell him to get the fuck away from you. Don't ever talk to my husband like that." And someone's like, "Oh, I guess you're not in pain now," because someone was like holding her back across the chest.
Oh, shit. God, a lot happens on this show.
This is all in, like, the first 3 seconds. I was like, "Wait, what?" I was like, "I'm just still adjusting to the catamaran."
And Eugene says, obviously, he's new to the group. And Curtis goes, "Yeah, stay away from women when they're mad. These women are crazy."
So Heavenly goes up to Contessa and goes, all right, Contessa, I have a little bit of advice from you that I didn't even get from Daddy. Okay, just stop talking. Just stop, you know? You just have to stop talking right now, you know, like." And then she's like, what's up with Simone in boats? She just starts hollering when she's on a boat. And then we just see, like, this extended montage of Simone being on boats and just, like, screaming. Like, I'm just imagining her at, like, a sushi restaurant, like, at a group dinner, and, like, the sushi boat arrives. Just, "What is this boat? What is this vessel? Why are we here? I would like to welcome back the waiter to our table with this boat.
I would like this sushi to stop telling me how raw it feels.
You come to our dinner and you don't even cook the fish."
And then Jackie is so Jackie too. She's like, "Contessa, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father." It's like, what are you talking about? And then Simone comes up and she goes,
"Can I talk to you, Contessa? I cannot fight.
I thought she says, "Am I gonna get beat up because I can't fight? I can't fight." Like, wait, what? What do you say you can't fight? That's not what you're made to do.
Yeah, you started it. And then Contessa's like, "I'm the one who can't fight. I can't." She goes, "You called me a bitch and a victim. I am no victim. I had surgery and I am no victim." I'm like, way to get surgery in there again.
Well, I love that when Contessa said, "You called me a bitch," and Simone goes, "That's one of my words. It's one of my words. Bitch." And then Contessa's like, "I'm a victim." And she goes, "That's one of my words. Victim is one of my words also." Like, how many words? Is that okay? Like, "You know what? You were really nasty to me. You said I was just like one of the ugliest person that you've ever met. Sorry, but that's just my words. That's all."
Heavenly goes, "Who said the word, bitch? That's my favorite word." And Mariah says, "Nuh-uh. Heavenly's favorite word is yo mama, bitch."
Well, that's also my word.
So the guys are just like, whoa, those ladies are sure ladylike, aren't they? Just nuts. Women are crazy, right, guys?
Yeah. But then they bust out a buffet, and then we find out that everyone's just really hangry.
Yeah, and because Jackie teaches what that means. She goes, we're hangry right now. That is angry and hunger.
In case you couldn't figure that out. So Mariah, now they're all like, now that they've had the buffet, everyone's calmer. And Mariah's like, I'd like to address the group. I want to talk about ownership, both vehicle and emotional. So I have a new Scion. And also I want to own what I did to Damon. I want to apologize to Daddy because what I said was out of line, and I would never want to. I think I have the utmost respect for you.
The fact that I became that is disappointing to me. It's disappointing. And he's like, well, I would like to forgive you, and I appreciate that more than you can imagine. And Heavenly goes, wait, I want to say something. I am grateful for you extending an apology, Daddy. And it's like, wait, she didn't apologize to you.
Yeah. And I was actually, I was expecting fully for Mariah to say, and now that I have taken ownership, do you have anything that you want to take ownership of? Because that's classic Mariah. You know, she does like the fake olive branch, but she actually didn't do that. Instead, Daddy just got up and did a little dance party.
Yeah. Ooh, awkward dance off. Wow.
Yeah, I was like, thing. Yeah. Yeah.
So then later at the hotel, they're just all getting ready to go out again. Because that's what you do on vacation. You take a van somewhere, you come back, change, take a van somewhere, come back, change, take a van somewhere, come back, change.
Yeah, that's all they've been doing. That's all they do. Vans. So tonight, it's marriage therapy night. So they drive off in their van to wherever they're going. There's some steel drums playing. No Bette Midler. It's very upset. It's a buffet. And Toya has a plan up her sleeve. She wants to redo couples therapy with Heavenly.
Oh, God. Some people don't deserve second chances, okay? This is terrifying. So then they're getting dinner, and Toya goes, you did get the risottos? And Eugene goes, I didn't know what that was. Which cracked me up. He's like, I'm not touching that.
The risottos.
Yeah. And then Tori's like, I want Heavenly to do it again. Who would fuck up the couple therapy twice? Like, if anybody can do it, Heavenly can.
It would certainly be Heavenly, yeah. So, yeah, Heavenly sneaks off into the bushes to prepare for her, like, couples therapy redo, which is also funny to me. And so after everyone's having dinner, by the way, there was a discussion about rum punch at some point, but, like, at this point, I was dozing off, and I was like,
because Simone was like me at a bar, okay? If I order a martini, I'll say with an extra shot on top, you know? That's like just how I order. And that's how she orders, too. She goes, I would like a cocktail, but last night I had some rum punch, and there was no rum. That was empty calories. I want rum. I want rum. I want rum. And Eugene goes, you don't have to repeat that so many times. If you want rum, they'll bring you rum.
That sounds like me going on a rant. Like, I ordered a rum punch, and I didn't get my rum, so I didn't get rum.
I want rum, 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 I want rum. So let's see here.
I'm just skipping
past Heavenly. I don't know why I need a paragraph about how Heavenly snuck off into the bushes, okay? I'm scrolling past. You're all welcome.
I mean, if there's something funny in there, by all means.
No, there's like literally not.
Yeah.
So let's just pass.
So Toya brings the whole group to the beach, and everyone's like, where's Heavenly? Where's Heavenly? And then she's standing there waiting to receive them. She's kind of like in Game of Thrones. She's like that red witch, you know, who's like, the Lord of Light is ready to receive you, but it's Heavenly. So she's like, Daddy is ready to receive you. The Lord of Daddy.
She's like, I just gave birth to a shadow baby.
I gave birth to a shadow daddy. And now daddy's all over your mama.
So everybody's terrified when they find out that it's Heavenly doing therapy again, right?
Yeah.
And Curtis is like, we're going to get thrown in the pit tonight. And Heavenly's like, derp, 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 on her microphone.
Can everybody hear me? I just want to say thank you to Toya for believing me enough to give me a second chance.
Now, I know that some of you are excited about this. And everyone's like, who exactly is excited about this?
Well, last year,
It went to the left, and my husband said the worst mistake was not letting other people ask us questions. So now therapy is you asking us questions. I'm like, that's not really therapy, but I'm in.
Yeah, I was like, this is not couples therapy at all. This was basically like Heavenly hosting a press conference.
Yeah, it's both times so, Heavenly making things about herself, which is like my favorite part of this show. So yeah. You go.
So then it's just like everyone asking her questions. Jackie is like, Heavenly, do you really submit to your husband, or do you just want Damon to feel like you submit to him?
I have respect for Daddy, and he leads, but with compassion.
And we're like, okay, because she's just full of shit, right? And then Jackie tells in their group interview, or in their couples interview, Jackie's like, there are certain times that I submit to Curtis, and there are times that I make him think I'm submitting. For example, when we go to dinner and I remind him of the affair that he had and how badly it embarrassed me. Right, yeah. Curtis? He's like, mm-hmm.
Sometimes I make him think I submit to him. Like when I wash all his vintage cars that he bought through his third midlife crisis. Yes, I showed him by washing all his cars and making him think I was submitting to him.
So then Mariah's like, I'll go. And she runs to the mic and she's like, I'm just joking. She's going to stay out of it. So then Contessa asks a very Contessa question, like, what's your favorite color? And she's like, what are your things that make your marriage happy and successful? I was like, Contessa, why are you even here?
Yeah, I know. Seriously. And Simone's question was like, now, Heavenly, when you have a disagreement with Daddy, like in terms of disciplining the kids, how do you handle it? Because Cecil is like friends with the kids, and I'm like the father, and I get in that ass. I'm like, what? Dad is getting into the ass of his kids. This creepy, is weird analogy.
Creepy slang, creepy. So then Heavenly's like, he's a better dad than I am a mother. She starts victiming everything, and Daddy's like, that is not true. I'm going to stand up and make a proclamation very soon. Yeah. Hey, wait. I have to make a proclamation.
Oh, well, the proclamation comes after Quadra.
Oh, yeah, because Quad.
Because Quadra Walters is like, hello, Hard, Heavenly, how old is your oldest son? She's like, 21, 20 years old. And she's like, and how long have you been married? 20 years. Ha! Let the defense rest and know that the jury is the verdict in the objection confession. Did you trap Damon?
She goes, I did. Thank you for your question.
Quad's like, and for the... Oh, wait. Quad was totally waiting. He thought she was going to have a big fight.
So that's when Daddy's like, I have to say something. Oh, no, Heavenly's like, I was 5 months pregnant when I got married. Yes! Yes, if that's where you were going. And Jackie's like, look at Daddy's
face.
I've
never said I was the best mother in the world. Give me a little credit for trying, will you?
So Daddy takes the mic and he's like, Donka Shane, darling Donka Shane, thank you for all the joy and pain. He's like, I have to make a correction. There's no way you trapped me. I knew from the start this would be my wife because she told me, listen, stupid, you're going to be my husband. And I want my boy to be crystal clear that he's my son. And everyone's like, oh!
Daddy. And now, and that was like the end of therapy. I was like, oh, I'm glad that everyone got to not discuss their issues with their spouses. So it's the next morning, and now it's like doctor clinic time. So they all head off to wherever to like set up their little tent and everything, which I actually, believe it or not, I actually really like these scenes because I enjoy watching the doctors being doctors. So they're driving over there, and in the bus, they're joking about Toya, like making sure that she goes off her birth control. And Toya's like, I should have done the pull-out method instead of birth control because like birth control makes me crazy. You know, right, Eugene? Right, Eugene?
Thanks for the image of Eugene splurging, okay? Nobody needed that.
I feel like it's splurging, like watching, not like... splurging.
Mariah.
Oh my God, no. Look at Eugene spending all that extra money at Costco on a TV.
Joya splurges, Eugene splooges. Okay, get it straight, dictionary. Yeah.
I'm just like having images of like Bizquick all over Joya.
Gross.
Sorry, that's kind of their thing. We like to keep it fresh in the bedroom.
So they go and help people, and then the big test here is when Eugene has to get his blood pressure taken, because last year Eugene got his blood pressure taken, and it was like 9,090 over 10. And they're like, you're going to die!
So they're talking to this lady named Hyacin, and she – well, by the way, his blood pressure is better now. But her blood pressure is really high. It's like 175 over 110, and she had chest pains yesterday, so they're like – okay, well, we need to do an EKG. And she's like, well, I got to walk this lady home. And Kurt's like, I'll walk her home. I'll walk her home. I'm like, you dirty bastard. You are not walking the lady home. And Quad was like, I want to go with him. I was like, good for you, Quad, because I don't trust Curtis around any lady.
It's like a 90-year-old woman.
Listen, I don't know what Curtis is into.
Curtis will be like, now, wash this van. Yeah, do it. Do it.
So basically, yeah, he tells the woman to take medicine, and she's like, okay.
Yeah, and Eugene's like, I don't like taking medicine either. Watch this clip from last year. And Jackie's like, you don't take your medicine? And we all learned a lesson, a very important lesson.
Yeah.
So then they're getting ready to go out again, and Troy's like, my lashes are falling off, and I know you hate helping with lashes, Eugene. Stick it on the line. And he's like, I can do eyelashes. I can also do weaves.
Eugene is so cute. I love Eugene. He's so adorable. I just love him.
So they're going out again, and they're in a van again. It's like the fifth time today they've been in a van.
They've gone – there's so many things in that van in this episode alone.
I know. It's just like van. Van.
Yeah. So they go to a place called Jackie O's, and this night is going to be hosted by Simone and Cecil, because everyone's sort of hosting a different night of this vacation. And at first, everyone's just hanging around, and Heavenly offers Toya a carrot, and Toya eats it like a horse. She basically just, like, takes a bite from Heavenly's hand and just lets the carrot drop onto the couch.
Then Simone is sitting over there with Cecil, and she's like, Quiet. I would love for you to come sit here with us if that is okay with you. Quad's like, oh, Jesus, Mary, and Josephine. Now what's going to happen in the full look of whatever? So she sits down and she goes, how do you feel? I don't want you to think that everyone expects you to be okay. And Quad says, well, I will say, I have a sense of dreadfulness when it comes to how the divorce proceedings is going to go.
At which point, a little cockroach climbs up on the chair right by their hands, like, oh! And then Quad goes, oh, wouldn't you believe it? When the cockroach popped up, lo and behold, we were talking about Dr. G and seeing him at the club, and they cut to the cockroach. It's just like on its back, like, and I was like, that is so Dr. G.
It is. He's like, what I do?
I was just trying to go up and give some love to my wife, and she shoved me aside, and I'm here in the sand, just like shaking my legs. She won't even help me.
And then Quad sings, God is trying to tell you something. It's like, well, someone's not going to be in the Color Purple musical, but I applaud the effort. One of my favorite scenes of all time.
I still haven't seen it, so I didn't get
the reference. You will one day. And then you're going to start singing, God is trying to tell you something, along with me every time we're in a van.
Okay. I'm down for that.
Prove it. Yeah. So they're eating, and Simone is like, this is our last night. This has been an amazing trip. And the music just stops because it's their turn to do an exercise.
And everyone's like, oh, another exercise. Why can't we just go on vacation?
She's like, this, don't worry, it's not a talking biscuit. Now it is a shell. We are going to put our negative thoughts into a shell, and then we're going to throw the shell into the ocean.
Oh, God. I mean, come on. By the way, Simone, she's wearing some sort of blouse that is so distractingly awful. It's like, it looks like it was like supposed to be like snow or something. It was like, did you see it had all
paper crosses on it?
And they're all fluttery. It was just like, it was like dandruff, the blouse. Yeah, you know?
And Cecil's looking all hot, and everyone was saying, well, he got the fashion in the family, because yikes, yeah. Simone, yikes!
So Simone is like, her negativity is first, and she's like, I still have some resentment about Tammy, but I'm going to put Tammy and everything she represents into this shell.
Cecil just speed dials Tammy. He's like, we're back. We're back, like, baby.
She put you in the shell. Everything's okay. And then it's like, now, Heavenly, I want you to put something negative about your marriage into a conch shell. And she's like, well, Daddy hasn't been leaving the toilet seat down, so.
Or flushing. Like, what the hell, Daddy? Jesus Christ, what are you, a monster?
Yeah. That should go in the shell.
Yeah, that is like, bad.
So I was like, well, if you're not going to take it seriously, I'm like, listen, do you want to see Daddy's dookies? I don't want to. That goes in the shell. Put that Daddy dookie in the shell.
Yeah, and how are you criticizing someone when you're bringing up Tammy? Okay, that's so yeah. old. And you're bringing up Tammy and putting your resentment in a vagina-shaped shell, by the way.
Yeah. And Helen's like, this is my shell. I can say what I want. And everybody's marriage isn't torn up. It just ain't. Which I kind of get. She's probably like, I don't know. Like, I can't think of anything. So here's something petty because it still annoys me.
Yeah, and she goes, okay, my negative thing is being too controlling. I tell him what to do, what to watch on TV. And Toya's like, girl, you want us to think you got control over Damon? Okay, girl. Okay, yeah. girl.
So Toya's like, I'm going to put it in the shell. I'm going to say that sometimes my attitude, like, it bounces off of me and onto Eugene. And I'm like, oh, no, Eugene, I'm rubber, you're glue. And, like, whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's stuck to Eugene. How do we get it off Eugene? And I want to, like, take things off Eugene and put it in the shell, but I can't because it's, like, glue, so it's, like, hot. So, like, how do you get glue off someone, okay? What I should have did was, like, not bounce, okay? Okay, shell.
Then classy Aiden's like, maybe you have common menstrual cycles. Like, oh, shut up. You've had one line today and you're a dick in it, okay? Just be quiet yeah. over there.
Yeah. Contessa's is generic. Oh, sometimes I can overreact with Scott, and you know, marriage is not a fairy tale. Okay, put that in the shell. The conch is like falling asleep inside. These poor conches. They're like, we're just trying to like live our lives, and we're putting negativity into our houses.
I know, suddenly the conch community starts killing each other. Dory's like, I told you. That negative attitude passed from person to person.
Like, those conches are so angry now. Everyone's so then Jackie, so mad.
Yeah. So then Jackie's like, what I'd like to release into the shell is holding on to the hurt and pain and disappointment I felt before I learned how to wash cars. Now I'm over. And they're like, oh, shut up, Jackie. Jesus.
Do you think this conch can hold a ShamWow? I don't really know where to put it right now.
So Mariah makes me crazy. I think she's a terrible human being, but she does bring something to the show. And I have to admit it every time there's an episode because, you know, give credit where it's due. Because she goes, well, I wanted to get mad about a pair of shoes that Aiden lost on this trip, but Simone would think that's petty. And then the customer Mariah telling us, I'm not sure if he lost my Chanel shoes or if there's someone near and dear with sticky fingers. And then it cuts to Heavenly's face. I'm like, okay, so now we're accusing Heavenly of stealing your Chanel shoes.
Yeah. It probably happened.
And she probably did it.
Yeah. So, Quad, meanwhile, she's like, I'm going to release all the hurt and feelings of betrayal that has transpired from Dr. Gregory into this conch because this conch was up in the club dancing with another conch and I just can't do it.
And she's like, wait a minute. Is this my own shell? Mama needs her own shell. They're like, yes, it's a fresh yeah. shell. So then she continues. So
it's
funny.
A conch circle. Yeah. So, oh, it's part of the conch circle. So anyway, they all grab their conch shells. They go down to the beach and they fling them over their heads into the ocean. And I'm like, how many beachside rituals do these dodos need? Every single year they fling something into the ocean. I mean, you know what? Can we like think about the poor things in the ocean. They don't want all your bullshit. Like, how many, like, wreaths do they have to send off into the water and conches filled with Tammy do we have to send down to Ariel? Okay, none.
Yeah, haven't we done enough to the ocean? I agree. Yeah.
We're trying to save the whales, not make the whales whale. Get it!
Get whaling it!
Means crying.
And that brings us to another end of another episode of Married to Medicine.
So you guys, thanks for listening to this double whammy episode. There's no Married to Medicine on this coming weekend because of Thanksgiving, but there will be a new Atlanta. So we'll be back on Monday to discuss Atlanta, an all Atlanta episode. And of course, we're back tomorrow to discuss the season finale of Orange County, which should be ridiculous and fun. And Ronnie's doing his after party. Maybe I'll try to stop in on that because I can join in with my account. Maybe I'll try to join in your after party thing tonight as well a little bit. And
what you feel?
Oh, it depends on whether or not I've watched Orange County yet. So you guys will be back tomorrow and talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favorite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
Hi, I'm Lydia Bright from The Brights, a show that captures the highs and lows of family life. We're delighted to be part of Bose Recommends. There is no show like this. We've let a team of producers into our home to capture everything. The moments of bliss, the moments of chaos, the fallouts, and the kiss and makeups. Come meet the whole family by listening on Acast, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy your new favorite podcast without distractions. Discover how at bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus on.